I had one friend that lived up the other side of Lake George that grew those snow peas, I think they call them, but some people call them beans.
Yeah.
And you eat the pod and all.
Oh, yeah, right. The only way I know snow peas is from Chinese food. People call it snow peas, and that might be.
But she had really good luck with them. I didn't.
Really?
But she lived in a little valley where there was a lot of water and closer to the trees than what I am.
Do you get much rain around here at all? You're pretty dry.
Actually, the weather has been so spotted. I took the weather for a retired school teacher that lives in Colorado Mountain Estates, 5 miles out on Teller One. And he lives in the trees. And there is so much difference. I have had 3 inches of rain here, and they didn't have enough to register in the rain gauge.
You're doing all right.
So I always just tell him he's not holding his mouth right or saying his prayers or.
What other the things did you try to grow in the garden? Any
Lettuce
arguments?
does well here,
Yeah.
and you know, anything that is cold weather stuff, carrots, turnips. Actually, this country was noted for its lettuce and potatoes.
Okay.
In the up until in the 50s, and they claimed they got a potato worm in the potatoes, and once that gets into the soil, they claim that it'll stay for 100 years.
Oh.
I always thought a potato worm, I guess I always thought about it as a worm,
Yeah, right.
a wiggly, squiggly thing.
Yeah.
But actually, and I'm sure you've cut into a potato that has that kind of a purple or dark green circle in it.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's the potato worm.
Oh, so is it? It's not a, so it's not a worm. It's
No,
more like a fungus or something.
it's a fungus, I guess.
Is it the same as like when you cut open a potato and it's got sort of a black thing in it? Sometimes you get sort of this black rotted thing, or is
No,
that something
that's
else?
rot. That's
That's
potato
just plain
rot.
rot.
But the one I'm referring to is it starts out and just gets more circles around it.
I don't know that I've seen that.
But over on the western slope around Delta and Grand Junction, in the Gunnison area, they raise potatoes. And sometimes ones that you get from that area will have that in them.
Does anybody grow onions around here?
Onions do well here.
Okay. Any other, what do you call those things together? Is there a name for the whole, potatoes, onions, vegetables? Oh, there it
Yes,
is.
vegetables. Vegetables.
Yeah, I found it. What about sort of a juicy thing? People sort of talk about whether it's a fruit or a vegetable.
A melon?
Yeah. Do those grow on here?
No.
Okay. I was thinking about the red one that you cut and you might put a slice of it on your hamburger or something like that.
No.
Or small ones in salads.
And tomatoes, you mean?
Yeah. What would do you have a name for the small ones that you find in tomatoes? Do people do that around here? Take these small tomatoes and put them in salads. You ever see that?
1 year I grew those cherry tomatoes. I got the seed out of Missouri. And they've done pretty well.
Okay.
You know, you have to almost start them in the house. We could have frost every month of the year.
Right.
And a lot of people have, like greenhouses and that type of thing where that they grow them.
Wow.
But I'm so